This is KPLU Online. Thanks very much for listening.
Been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest has been Roy Eldridge in a program which originally aired in 1987. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Mike Moran, mastering engineer Bill Sexton, executive producer William D. Hay. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the Friends of Piano Jazz. Support also comes from Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. The original broadcast was made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Keep it tuned. The Art of Jazz with your host Ken Wiley is coming right up next.
KPLU on HD Radio, KPLU's web stream, special news series, the School of Jazz Project. All this and much more has been made possible by the generous support of KPLU's Leadership Circle, listeners who've pledged $1,000 or more to KPLU. Leadership Circle members also get to meet jazz and blues artists and NPR personalities and receive advance notice of special programs and events. To find out more, go to kplu.org and click on Membership and Support. Thanks so much.
Support for KPLU comes from
The Fetzer Institute, congratulating the first recipients of the Fetzer Prize for Love and Forgiveness, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, inspiring others to approach life and society's challenges with love, forgiveness, and compassion. More at Fetzer.org.
Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Oscar Peterson had a long association in jazz, of course, as a great pianist, and in association with Norman Granz, who was very important as far as having record labels, several different ones, and presenting worldwide with Jazz at the Philharmonic to everybody. Peterson started early with him. I brought something done 1950 for Clef Records, which was Norman Granz's label at the time. Here's Oscar Peterson, 1950, with bassist Ray Brown. Thank you. Oscar Peterson with Ray Brown on bass, 1950 for Clef Records. Debut, written by Peterson. It really wasn't his debut. He'd started recording in Canada, his home country. Probably right after World War II, some Canadian victors that, if I'm remembering that correctly. But as I mentioned, the long association with Norman Granz was something. Tenderly by Walter Gross, written 1946. Oscar Peterson, 1950. Here is Blind Boy Fuller.
Me a bulldog, wash you whilst I sleep. Keep you yamming for making this early morning creep. Why, God, me a bulldog, shoving to the hound. Takes all them dogs to run my crooked woman down. Then I'm going uptown. Have a talk with the chief police. Said my gal done quit me. I can't see no peace. Said my gal went away and she wouldn't even write to me. Said that made me lonesome, worried as I can be. What she do, boy? Yeah, she wrote one line and she laid that pencil down. There's a heart tuck, sorry, and the tears come rolling down. Hey, hey, hey. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Then I feel just like snapping my pistol in your face. There's some lonely graveyard. Be your rest in place. Said I was standing on the corner, Lord Fifth and Main. Said that police read by, said tell me your right name. Then I told him my name, written in the bosom of my shirt. Said I'm a woman lover, sure don't have to worry. Said it ain't no use, sir. Said me working so hard. Said I got too many women in the white folks' yard. Said he killed that chicken. And he saved me the wings. Said he think I'm working, I ain't doing a doggone thing. Now bye, bye baby, wanna leave you here yourself. Say you done quit me, I got to get me someone else. Can't ever tell what's on these women's minds. Says you can't ever tell what's on these women's minds. Yeah, they be hugging you and kissing you and quitting you all the time. Said I went home this morning, 6, 9, 30, and 10. Hey, hey, 6, 9, 30, and 10. Yeah, I met that woman, second man, red right back in my den. said she's a dirty mistreater, and she drove me from her door. She's a dirty mistreater, she drove me from her door. Yeah, the good book say, mama, you got to reap that what you sow. Just like a dollar, dollar go from hand to hand. Says some women just like a dollar, dollar go from hand to hand. Yeah, some of the low down women, they just run from man to man. Now you know my woman says she loved me, she been loving me all her life. Said my woman said she loved me, been loving me all her life. Yeah, she met a second man on that corner, she told him that same lie twice.
Blind Boy Fuller, 1937 for Decca Records. Two of them he wrote. Bulldog Blues, and You Never Can Tell. His guitar and his vocal. There's that theme again in the second one. A couple of weeks ago I worked on that one with Clancy Hayes, doing Silver Dollar, a dollar. You know, goes from hand to hand, and a woman goes from man to man, that kind of thing. But not always. Blind Boy Fuller, 1937, Decca Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be here with you on Sunday afternoons. Support for KPLU comes from
the Farmers Market of Olympia, with local produce harvested daily, native and rare plants, arts and crafts, live entertainment, and more. The Farmers Market of Olympia is now open Thursday through Sunday.
Now to Dud Bascom, Wilbur Dud Bascom, trumpet player, brother of Paul Bascom. They came to fame with Erskine Hawkins Orchestra. 1946, Wilbur had his own band for Sonora. We will hear Not Bad Bascom and Just One More Chance. Thank you. Bascom there, his trumpet and his band. 1946 for Sonora. I mentioned that he was with Erskine Hawkins, and he was also a big influence on Miles Davis, particularly from the Hawkins time. You could hear a little bit of Miles in there. Not Bad Bascom, written by Bob McRae, and Just One More Chance, written back in 1930 by Arthur Johnson. Lyric by Sam Coslow. Bascom trumpet, Dave McRae, alto, Franz Jackson on tenor, Jimmy Woody on piano, Art Mitchell bass, Ted Lee drums, and Merle Turner doing the vocal there of Just One More Chance. I'd like to chase One More Chance, a classic by Lucky Thompson, his tenor saxophone in Los Angeles, 1947. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky Thompson, great tenor saxophonist, and his Lucky 7, 1947, in Los Angeles for RCA Victor Records. Just One More Chance and Boppin' the Blues, written by Thompson. Neil Hefti, trumpet, Benny Carter, alto, Thompson, tenor, Bob Lawson, baritone saxophone, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Barney Kessel, guitar, Red Callender, string bass, Jackie Mills on drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Broadway at the Paramount, announcing August, Osage County. Created at Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater, starring Estelle Parsons, plays October 27th through November 1st. Tickets at stgpresents.org.
1947 for Dial Records. Love is the Strangest Game, written by Lee Jacobs, and Loose Nut by Garner. Solo piano, 1947. Dial Records. Earl Garner, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fetzer Institute, congratulating the first recipients of the Fetzer Prize for Love and Forgiveness, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, inspiring others to approach life and society's challenges with love, forgiveness, and compassion. More at Fetzer.org.
Now, student and then teacher, Bob Wilbur, the student, and the teacher, Sidney Bechet. Wilbur first, 1947, and his Wildcats for Commodore Records. A bunch of young kids getting together, having a good time. I'd listened to the earlier jazz records, and the influence, as natural as any art form, coming in that direction. We will hear Mabel's Dream by Ike Smith and Wildcat Blues by Fats Waller and Clarence Williams. Then Clarence Williams' Blue Five, his first record as a leader, 1923 for OK, Wildcat Blues, that version, with Bechet on soprano sax, the one that Wilbur would have listened to as a young man, as a kid, baby, and Kansas City Man Blues. Two groups, Bob Wilbur and his Wildcats, and Clarence Williams, Blue Five. the student and then the teacher. The student, Bob Wilbur, playing his clarinet with his Wildcats, 1947 for Commodore. They played Mabel's Dream for you, and then Wildcat Blues. Johnny Glassell, playing cornet, Wilbur clarinet, Dick Wellstood on piano, Charlie Traeger, who I knew years ago, playing string bass, and Dennis Strong on drums. Then, 1923, Clarence Williams, Blue Five for OK Records, their version of Wildcat Blues, and then Kansas City Man Blues. And Sidney Bechet on board playing soprano saxophone, Tom Morris cornet, John Mayfield on trombone, Clarence Williams piano, and Buddy Christian on the banjo. And that kind of influence. I was trying to recall exactly what I knew about the student of, other than listening on records. Wilbur actually took lessons from Bechet at a time when Bechet was in the New York area. And I don't know why, but I keep thinking he may have been the only student to go in and take lessons from the master. Bob Wilbur, followed by Sidney Bechet with Clarence William Blue Five. I'd like to chase a Misha Spoliansky composition called The Hour of Parting. First thing up is Frank Milne, who's going to play piano, a piano role. Get me a chance to put my piano roll in at home and record it. It's a duo art piano roll from 1931 with Milne playing The Hour of Parting.
Thank you.
That was a duo art piano roll that I recorded at home of Frank Milne, 1931, doing The Hour of Parting by Misha Spoliansky. Now I jump to 1940 for Columbia Records, Benny Goodman's clarinet and his orchestra, and The Hour of Parting, an arrangement by Eddie Sauter, and the beautiful alto saxophone work here is by Toots Mondello. Benny Goodman and his orchestra and his clarinet, and an Eddie Sauter arrangement of The Hour of Parting. And as I said, that beautiful alto soloing was by Toots Mondello. Finally, 1975, also for Columbia, on piano Jimmy Rolls, and on tenor sax Stan Getz, and their version of The Hour of Parting. Thank you. The Hour of Parting by Misha Spoliansky and played by Jimmy Rolls at the piano and Stan Getz tenor saxophone, 1975 for Columbia Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. As I understand it, we're having quite a gathering here next Sunday. All you folks are invited to see the new building, and it's quite something. My program will be foreshortened a bit, as I understand that part of it, unless it changes, and that's okay. I'm on from 4 until 6 rather than 3 till 6, but I'll be in here early typing up my notes for the computer so you can see what I'm going to play. That sort of business at hand for you. And so if you didn't know about it, well, you come on down and say hello, all that stuff. Next Sunday, what is that, the 4th, I believe so. And if that's not the way it is, then that's not the way it is. They'll probably call me and say, no, no. Uh-oh. Jelly Roll Morton now, great pianist, great arranger, greater composer, all that. He wrote a piece called Kansas City Stomp. He played it in Richmond, Indiana in 1923 for the Jeanette Record Company. And then his band, the Red Hot Peppers, in 1928 did it for Victor Records. Let's hear both those.
Thank you.
Jellywell Morton's Kansas City Stomp, and a couple of places, Richmond, Indiana, 1923, at the studio in the home of Jeanette Records, solo piano by Morton. And then for Victor Records in Chicago, 1928, his Red Hot Peppers, meaning Ward Pinkett, playing the cornet, Geechee Fields trombone, Omer Simeon clarinet, Morton piano, Lee Blair banjo, Bill Benford, tuba, and Tommy Benford on the drums. Jelly Roll Morton right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Group Health Cooperative, now offering individual and family health plans to fit many different lifestyles. Healthcare support available online and in person. Dental coverage is also available. Details at ghc.org. Group Health, well beyond medicine.
Now, it's always interesting to me about requests. I get a lot of them, email and regular mail and phone calls and what have you, and people see me and say, hi, would you do? And I say yes. But for this next Helen Merrill Gil Evans get-together, that is her singing and his arrangements and conducting for her in 1987 for Emercy Records of Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, 1946 for St. Louis Woman, came in from two different people, and fascinating, from L.A., longtime listener Gilda. You're listening, Gilda. Thanks for your request. And Thomas in Boston, Mass. Gilda and Thomas want me to do this, and for you and for them, Helen Merrill, Gil Evans.
Cause I watch me smile. Fare thee well, me, after a while. 'Cause I gotta roam, and any place I hang my hat is home. Sweetening water, cherry wall, thank you kindly, I'm feeling fine. Kansas City, Carolina, that's my honeycomb, and any place I hang my hat is home. Birds roosting in the trees pick up and go, and the going throughs. That's how it ought to be. I pick up too. Keeps whispering, roam. I'm going where a welcome mat is, no matter where that is. 'Cause any place I hang my hat.
Singing for you, and Evans conducting the band and doing the arrangement for her, for MRC Records, of Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home, written by Harold Arlen, lyric by Johnny Mercer from 1946 and their work on St. Louis Woman. The soprano sax work was by Steve Lacey, and the trombone work, plunger trombone work, was by Jimmy Knepper. And because Knepper was there, I thought I'd bring him in again with Charlie Mingus's band, 1957 for Bethlehem. This comes from East Coasting, a beautiful record that Mingus did. We will hear two, written by Mingus, West Coast Ghost, referring to the fact that he was living on the East Coast, but he was from L.A. and 51st Street Blues. Clarence Shaw plays the trumpet, Jimmy Nepper the trombone, Shafi Hadi the alto saxophone and the tenor saxophone, Bill Evans piano, Mingus bass, Danny Richman on drums. Charlie Mingus, his bass and his band, 1957 for Bethlehem. The name of the record is East Coasting. And the compositions, both by Mingus, West Coast Ghost and 51st Street Blues. Clarence Shaw played the trumpet, Jimmy Nepper trombone, Shafi Hadi alto and tenor saxophones, Bill Evans piano, Mingus bass, Danny Richmond on drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Rim Automotive on Stoneway in Wallingford and Speaker Lab on Roosevelt in Ravenna. Proud to participate in KPLU's Buy Local program. A list of other locally owned businesses is at kplu.org/buy local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
And support for KPLU comes from
the Vancouver International Film Festival, celebrating world cinema, October 1st through the 16th. 377 films from 70 countries. More information and ticket details at viff.org.
I'm known for my repression. Nobody ever heard me swear. But something's gonna change me. It's really disarranged me. I'm cutting loose and I don't care.
Doggone, I've done it. I've fallen in love. Doggone, it hit me from heaven above. The day I met him, I just knew I was gone. Heart went kaplunk, a bar I was sung. Doggone, I've done it, I fell with a thud. It must be springtime, cause it's in my blood. Mr. Cupid sneaked behind and gave me a show. Doggone, I've done it, I've fallen in love.
Boswell Sisters, excuse me, the Boswell Sisters, 1931, accompanied by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra for Brunswick Records. That means Connie, Martha, and Vet. And the band, Bunny Berrigan playing trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, Joe Venuti violin, Martha Boswell at the piano and doing the arranging, Dick McDonough, guitar, Artie Bernstein, string bass, Stan King on drums, and Doggone It, I've Done It by Dave Franklin. Very talented singers and well in advance and arranging and all that by Martha. Hats off to her. Connie went on to become more famous, I suppose. But they were something. The Boswell Sisters, Brunswick Records, 1931, and the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. I'd like to take Bunny Berrigan out of that band and put him with the band he calls his Boys, 1936, and we're going to chase I Can't Get Started, Beauty by Vernon Duke, and lyric by Ira Gershwin. In April of 1936, Berrigan recorded it on a 10-inch 78 record for Vocalion. And in August of 1937, Victor Records got an idea because, you know, making money, of course, and wanted to do something else with that recording of I Can't Get Started, so they put it on a 12-inch 78 records. Instead of 3 minutes, it became 4 minutes, and Joe Lipman did an arrangement for Berrigan. So we'll hear both of them. First the 10-inch from 1936, and then the 12-inch 78 from 1937.
I've settled revolutions in Spain, and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. And on the golf course I'm under par, and Metro Goldwyn want me to start. I've got a house, a show place, still I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme, lyrics I write of you, and I scheme. Dream day and night of you, dream just of the sight of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Greta Garbo had me to tea. Still I'm broken-hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you. Thank you.
plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain. And the North Pole I have charted. Still I can get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. Metro-Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream. Dream day and night of you. And I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken-hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Bunny Berrigan in two different places and playing I Can't Get Started, written by Vernon Duke and lyric by Ira Gershwin. First, Bunny Berrigan and His Boys, 1936 for Vocalion, a 10-inch 78 record. Berrigan trumpet, singing as well, I should have mentioned that. Artie Shaw, clarinet. Forrest Crawford, wonderful tenor saxophonist. Joe Bushkin, piano. Tommy Feline on guitar, Mort Stuhlmaker bass, bowed bass, I should say, and Stan King on drums. Then an enlarged version, 1937, for Victor, arrangement by Joe Lippmann, Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra, going 4 minutes, I Can't Get Started. And a lot more. I don't know what you call that section right before the last chorus. Maybe we'll call it a cadenza. A little bit more of the soloist. Like in classical music, you go to hear a concerto after the first movement. It gives the violinist or the pianist or whatever a chance to show their skills before moving on. And that's what Berrigan was doing. A beautiful fat sound he got. And nice singing as well. Two very successful records for him and for the music. I Can't Get Started. George Gershwin's brother venturing away from his brother, George. All right, let me check. Oh, I know what I want to do. I want to invite back Charlie Mingus. Mingus is going to play his version of I Can't Get Started, but on the piano. That's right. 1963 for Impulse Records. set the piano and I can't get started for Impulse Records 1963. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Let's continue with Mingus at the piano, a beauty that he wrote called Old Portrait, and George Baseman's classic, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
Thank you.
Charlie Mingus at the piano, 1963 for Impulse Records. One he wrote called Old Portrait. And George Baseman's I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Charlie Mingus, 1963, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Pacific University, hosting an open house for master's and doctoral programs in business, education, theology, nursing, and more. Tuesday, October 6th from 4:30 to 7. Info at spu.edu. Seattle Pacific University, engaging the culture, changing the world.
I'd like to chase the composition entitled Eccentric. At one time, that was kind of a buzzword. He's eccentric. She's eccentric. And don't they look good together? J. Russell Robinson wrote it. We'll hear three performances of it. First, 1922 in Richmond, Indiana. A bunch of young kids, as opposed to old ones, leaving Chicago and driving to Richmond, Indiana, for Jeanette Records. They were known as the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, starting out in Chicago, also known as the Friars Society Orchestra, and their version of Eccentric. Rhythm Kings performing Eccentric, 1922. And they called themselves the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, I'm sure, because they were listening to the New Orleans musicians, the artists who came up from New Orleans to Chicago, and were improvising and knocking everybody out. Just a wonderful thing, passing it along. Now Red Nichols and His Five Pennies, 1927. And this was co-arranged by the tenor saxophonist Fud Livingston and the pianist Lenny Hayton. And Nichols wanted to try it out and see how three trumpets would work. And they did it. Red Nichols, Leo McConville, and Manny Klein are the three trumpets who will work through the tune. Biff Mole trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Adrian Rollini playing goofus, which is any kind of a kazoo instrument just to make some sounds, and beautiful bass saxophone. Hayton on the piano and Dick McDonough guitar, Vic Burton on drums. Here's Red Nichols and His Five Pennies and three trumpets and the version of Eccentric. Red Nichols and His Five Pennies with a few other musicians in there. 1927 for Brunswick, their version of Eccentric. Now, and finally in this, a jump to 1940 for Jazz Record Company, Art Hodes, solo pianist. He started Jazz Record Company, making his own records, and then he had a magazine also called Jazz Record. A good one. He wrote well about the music. And played well, as you will hear. Here's Art Hodes, solo piano, and Eccentric by J. Russell Robinson. Thank you. Art Hody's playing solo piano for his own record company called Jazz Record, and his 1940 version of Eccentric. In the summer before, he had worked for Solo Art Records and his own composition, South Side Shuffle. Here's Art Hody's. Hody's playing for Solo Art Records, 1939, and Hody's South Side Shuffle, meaning the area in Chicago where he lived most of his life. Arthur Crudup now, 1944, his guitar, his voice.
It have upset so many homes. This war is awful. It have upset so many homes. It have caused me and my baby in the world alone. She's got a cool disposition, and she drives my blues away. She's got a cool disposition, and she drives my blues away. heart in my hand.
Arthur Crudup and his guitar and his voice and his friend Mel Draper playing drums for Bluebird Records, 1944. Two by Crudup, Cool Disposition and Rock Me Mama. And lots of great things about that record. For me, I like where he is on the beat, just right on top of it, exact bump. Beautiful. And it reminded me of Louis Armstrong, excuse me, and his Hot Five in Chicago, 1928. Lil Hardin wrote this. It's called Two Deuces, and you'll hear that same strength.
Thank you.
Armstrong and his Hot Five in Chicago, 1928 for OK Records. Two Deuces, written by Lil Hardin, and Squeeze Me, written by Thomas Fats Waller. Armstrong on trumpet and scat vocal. Fred Robinson trombone, Jimmy Strong clarinet, sometimes tenor saxophone, Earl Hines at piano, Mancy Kara on banjo, Zooty Singleton playing the drums. All that I'm going to be carrying on with Earl Hines, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Fetzer Institute, congratulating the first recipients of the Fetzer Prize for Love and Forgiveness, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, inspiring others to approach life and society's challenges with love, forgiveness, and compassion. More at Fetzer.org.
I want to take Earl Hines from, the band of Louis Armstrong, and they were the leading edge of the art, the avant-garde, if you will. In Chicago, just about the same time as you just heard, Earl Hines recorded a couple of his compositions for OK Records, A Monday Date, and one he calls Caution Blues, which is also known as Blues in Thirds. Here's Earl Hines. Thank you. solo piano, 1928 in Chicago for OK Records. Two compositions by him, A Monday Date and Caution Blues, also known as Blues in Thirds, because in 1940 in Chicago for Victor Records, Sidney Bechet, Earl Hines, and Warren B.B. Dodds did their version of Blues in Thirds. Sidney Bechet on clarinet, Earl Hines piano, and Warren Baby Dodds on drums, Chicago 1940 for Victor Records, and Earl Hines Blues in Thirds. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Vancouver International Film Festival, celebrating world cinema. October 1st through the 16th, 377 films from 70 countries. More information and ticket details at viff.org.
Now to King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, 1923. This is where Louis Armstrong, playing second cornet to Joe Oliver, learned what to do, what not to do, and all of that. And co-composed some pieces with Oliver. Weatherbird Rag, we're going to hear, because I want to get to the great duet between Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines. And they titled it Weatherbird. Joe Oliver and Louis Armstrong cornets, Honoré Dutré trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Hardin on piano, Bill Johnson banjo, and Warren Baby Dodds on the drums, and Weatherbird Rag.
Thank you.
Weatherbird Rag and King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band performing at 1923 for Jeanette Records with the two-cornet work of Joe Oliver and Louis Armstrong. Armstrong took that with him, of course, in his heart and head. And in Chicago, 1928, for OK Records, he, Louis, on trumpet and Earl Hines on piano, recorded it, and they called it Weatherbird. Duet of Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines and Weatherbird in Chicago, 1928 for OK Records. To end the program today with Earl Hines later on, 1972 for Verve Records, solo piano. He wrote this, it's called I Can't Trust Myself Alone. Thank you. Earl Hines, solo piano, 1972 for Verve Records, and his composition, I Can't Trust Myself Alone. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thanks, Ken. Another great edition of The Art of Jazz here on 88.5. And keep glued to your radio. All Blues is up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, September 27th. The Messenger spacecraft is swooping toward its third encounter with Mercury, the planet closest to the Sun. It's scheduled to fly about 150 miles above the planet's surface tomorrow night. Back in the 18th and 19th centuries, astronomers thought there might be another planet even closer to the Sun than Mercury is. It was called Vulcan, for an ancient god of fire. A few astronomers even thought they'd found it, but none of the findings could ever be confirmed. Even though Vulcan doesn't exist, those who hunted for it weren't completely off target. It's possible that asteroids may orbit